tweet at Saturday RTE.
Now, the Deputy Government Chief Whip, Brendan Griffin, has said that the champagne party at the Department of Foreign Affairs during the strict lockdown of June 2020 was sickening for people. Let's have a listen now to what Brendan Griffin said on Kerry Radio.
What happened in the Department of Foreign Affairs was completely wrong, in my opinion, and I remember June 2020 was a very bleak time. We've seen across the political spectrum a number of different events and circumstances where the rules have been completely flaunted, and it really is sickening for people to see that. It really is so disheartening for people who are trying very hard. People can be excused for inadvertently breaking the rules or for, you know, making a mistake that they didn't realise was a mistake, but where there is effectively a two fingers to the rules, that's a two fingers to the people as well, as far as I see it.
Minister, two fingers to the people?
Inexcusable is what I would, the word I choose to use it, Katie.
Do you believe that Simon Coveney has further questions to answer then in relation to this?
Yes is the answer to that, and but also the department, like as Brendan has said there, and he's in the intro that you have done there, like I can remember June 2020 as well, and it was a very grim time. And to be honest with you, having a champagne reception in any department at that point in time, I know over the Department of Health where they were worked tirelessly 23 out of 24 hours a day, it was far from champagne they were having.
Is an internal report into this good enough?
Look, at an internal report conducted by who, within where?
It's currently being conducted by the Secretary General, the current Secretary General.
Yeah, but you're still within the same department, Katie, and we know the answer we'll get. So, like, I would be one for openness and transparency, and that's me, is not open and transparent.
Okay, so you're saying that's not good enough. That has to be an external report.
Yeah, it has to be. But at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, it has moved on, like, from time. Like, what lessons has to be learned? It's not just that department, but all departments need to take an understanding. It was at the highest level of a Secretary General at that point in time that took a photograph and facilitated champagne being within it. Sometimes it's not all falls at the foot of the minister either. Let's be clear about that. It's people that are paid in positions to ensure that their departments run properly as well. That's the question I'd be asking.
Okay. Is that the question you'd be asking, Duncan Smith?
Yeah, it needs an independent investigation. I mean, we know at the top levels of the Department of Foreign Affairs, when you're at ambassador, SecGen level, political director level, all the jobs are swapped around. So mates, investing mates, does not work and is not the way to go. It was a stupid and sensitive thing to do. And I think what angers people the most is that over the course of this pandemic, they've seen events that have had politicians, civil servants, people in this organisation, RTE, you know, these are the elites of society, whether we like it or not, they are. And what has really hurt people is that it really got to this In This Together philosophy. And it's been a testament to the Irish people that their resolve is held when they've seen these events take place at regular intervals over the course of this whole pandemic.
David Cullinan.
Yeah, any review needs to be.
Why didn't you jump up and down about this 18 months ago?
18 months ago.
When this picture was posted and then taken down from Twitter.
I didn't see it. Over the last couple of weeks and months, we have been raising it. And, you know, it's the slowness of the minister to respond is the problem, which is why the Minister for Foreign Affairs has found himself in hot water in relation to it. So any review needs to be independent. But equally, the minister does need to give a full and frank account of what happened. He needs to come before the Oireachtas Committee. But
and
also,
does he do that before this report?
I think he can, because, you know, obviously, I don't accept that this internal review is going to be enough. We've heard that the minister has a similar view on the programme, if I've heard her right, and others in opposition have said the same. So if there's no confidence in an internal review that's independent and transparent, then the minister is ultimately accountable. He should come before an Oireachtas Committee and should come before the Dáil to give a full and frank account. And obviously, the notion of champagne parties when there was a huge amount of suffering and distress and difficulty and challenge for people is obviously not acceptable.
Okay.